Chapter 3. Everything go all right with Mrs. Ross? Ma turns around from the stove as I walk inside the house. Her apron is tied around her waist, the sleeves of her denim shirt rolled up to her elbows. The thick scent of coffee and melting butter mingles in the air. Yeah, same old stuff. Where's Angus? Still in bed. Ma traces the bottom of the pan with a pat of butter, moving it around in a figure-eight shape. Still in bed? I drape my jacket over the back of one of the chairs. Ma, come on, it's almost 8. There's no need to shout, Bernadette. And believe me, I tried. He would not get up for me. I mean, he absolutely refused. He has the will of a goat, that child. An absolute goat. She is still muttering as I dash upstairs to Angus's room, peek inside. It's empty. Angus? I see the lump in my bed across the hall before it moves, and squish in tightly against the sack of warm knees and elbows. He reaches up from inside the covers, his tiny starfish hands feeling around for my face. What's the deal, O'Neill? I ask, lowering my head. Why didn't you get up for Nanny? I'm tired. The voice comes through the covers, small and muffled. I didn't sleep good. Why not? He throws back the covers, gazing up at me. I had bad dreams. He reaches up with his hands and squeezes the hollow part beneath my cheeks, as if emphasizing this statement. Again? I stare down into the small, rumpled face looking out at me, searching for signs of distress. He has eyes like blue bottle glass, skin like a ripening peach. On any given day, at any given moment, his beauty astounds me. Why are you having bad dreams, Boo? He shrugs just as Ma appears in the doorway, wiping her small hands on the corner of her apron. I wanted to ask you, Bernadette, before I forget. She breaks off suddenly, spotting Angus. Angus Connolly, what are you doing in your mother's bed again? Angus.